Hallett was probably best known for his poignant photographs of District 6. He also followed South Africans in exile before they returned to build a new South Africa, and was also had close contact with former President Nelson Mandela. Some of the photographs that that George Hallett took of Nelson Mandela literally now stands in museums for the context and also for the beauty. So we asked Rashid Lombard, who is a photographer himself from the same school, the same class of George Hallett, colleague, friend. Rashid, thanks so much for coming on here with us. My deepest condolences. George was ill for some time, wasn't he?
Yes, he was ill for over, it's been over 3 years now. Morning, Lester, how are you?
I'm okay. He
sort of had a chronic ailment which is colitis, so he was bound to the to his home. Mm. And you know, one is never ready to say goodbye forever. Mm. Even though we know it is part of life, you know, and you know, as much as losing someone so special and we have to mourn, but we can also celebrate his life and his vast archives he left behind.
Well, people like you, Rashid, people like George, were there at the front and in the thick of it, recording our transition from apartheid to democracy. And I've always marveled, particularly as a young journalism student once, just how did guys like you and George manage to get in such close proximity to people like Nelson Mandela, get in their faces, get in their spaces, get in their thoughts to take such beautiful photographs, which goes into the annals of history?
Mm. Well, good question. But, you know, in terms of George Hallett, I mean, if we look at South African portrait photographers, I mean, George is outstanding, you know, even as a young man. In fact, very interesting story that he started, you know, after school without any experience, and he chose the route as photography, and he was taken under the wing of Mr. Halim. Mm. Who had a studio in Hanover Street in District 6, and he encouraged him actually to go out and be a street photographer, and that's how he captured part of his District 6 portfolio, which is quite a body of work.
But was being a District 6 photographer, was that an easy transition to being a political photographer?
I think, you know, it obviously, you know, because District 6, the forced removals, apartheid, obviously, you know, it's a natural transition that one realizes that as a photographer, you know, your image speaks many words, and by using photography, you can possibly show the world what's happening, but contribute to some kind of change. That's actually the power of the medium, as you know, as the written word, as a journalist as well. But just, you know, through that photography, and you mentioning Mandela, you know, he was commissioned by then Paolo Jordan, Paolo Jordan, before the election, just to follow Mandela, because of George's, he's very quiet, silent, and I said a great portrait photographer. And the image of Mandela through that campaign, that body of works really showed Mandela in his most humane, the brilliant man, unflinching, you know, made him something else. And that portfolio earned George the World Press Photo Award in 1995.
Stunning portfolio, and I hope that could still be accessed at the National Gallery in the Gardens. But very, very quickly, Rashid, before we run out of time, George has been a particular inspiration to young photographers. I had the pleasure of studying under him when he did a semester of photography at the old Pentec, in awe of already knowing what this man has done. But he's helped launch the career of many young photographers who are following in his footsteps.
That's absolutely colleague. I mean, he was so obsessed, even if you're not a student, you know, and you're interested in photography, he had this way of I mean, he took his craft very seriously, and sharing his wisdom about how to make photographs mattered to him. So it was continuous, you know, lessons. I mean, as much as, you know, I'm a few years young, I'm 69 now, but, you know, he'd always say something, you know, about a picture and my pictures, and it's like, wow, I just learned something, you know, but that's how, you know, we never old children, and you know the old trick.
Rashid Lombard, thanks so much. A colleague, a friend, a confidant of the now late George Hallett passing away this week. We pay remembrance to this photography legend in South Africa.